So did you know that they were targeting you all along, that you were their first guy they wanted?
It was rumors that that the Raiders were going to take me, but when I hear, me going, earlier, when I was training, people were telling me I was going first round, people were telling me this. I really try not to listen to all that stuff. I just want to, when it happens, it happens. But I heard a couple of rumors that the Raiders were going to be taking me, and I got kind of excited, and it was true. And I'm just, man, glory to God that I'm even considered, and I'm just truly thankful.
How surprising is this for you? You go from a guy that wasn't talked about much until recently at your pro day, and then you just kind of shoot up right into the public eye, and you end up getting taken, midway through the first round.
It's just crazy. It's just crazy how God works, man. It's truly crazy. It's just because I came a long way, and then for this to happen to me, it's really a dream come true.
Take us through the past couple months going through that injury, where your mindset was, and how your comeback to the field was.
When I was first out of the hospital, I was really just going through, my mind was spinning. I was really depressed. I didn't even think I would walk again. I wasn't even thinking about football. But when the doctor Alvarado, he told me there's a chance I'll be able to play again once my sternum and my stitches and all that heal. So right then and there, I kind of knew in the back of my head, I was like, yeah, I'll be able to play again. And I just continued just to trust in God and just trusting his plan for me. And it turned out good. So,
So DJ, having suffered that serious injury, what kind of scrutiny did you get from NFL teams, starting with the combine? What sort of questions did they have for you and your doctors and so forth?
The main question, the doctors was amazed. When I walked in the room and they saw my scar, they was just amazed. And I told my story at least 300 times. And the real main concern with most teams was how would I feel getting back out there? And I just told them, I was just like, I just have to get out there and just shake the rest off myself. I can sit here and tell them anything that they want to hear, but I actually just have to go out there and just do it myself and just go out there and just play.
Well, you still have not got out there and obviously had that hit yet. Is that a moment you look forward to? Is it one you're kind of wondering about? I mean, how do you approach that?
I'm definitely looking forward to getting hit because I just want to see how it feels, but I should be fine. I've been playing fight with all my friends, and they've been punching me in my chest. And I could take big punches, so I'm pretty sure I'll be all right. I just have to get back out there and just shake the rust off.
At what point in the rehab did you think that being a first round pick was going to be a possibility?
When I started hearing the rumors, and my agent told me to get my phone ready, and I just kind of got excited. That's when the butterflies really hit me, and I was just like, "Ooh, wow, this is just crazy, this is mind blowing."
So, just tonight, you were thinking that, or leading up to it in the days?
Just today. At first, people were asking me, "How you feeling? How you feeling about the draft?" I was like, "I'm all right. I really wasn't. I was just trying to show them that. I was just trying to tell them that I just trying to be real cool about it, but when I actually saw the draft and I saw my family at the house, that's when I really started to get butterflies.
So what sort of emotions, when you hear your name called, what are the emotions like when that happened?
Just happy. Tears of joy. Just truly happy. Happy that I know where I'm going now, and now I can actually come to California and just start back working again, start back on the field, working out, doing everything, and I'm just ready to come out there.
How would you describe your visit out here to Oakland when you met with the coaches and with general manager Reggie McKenzie?
It was cool. We went to Coach Johnny Lynn and some of the other coaches. We all went to some restaurant. It was kind of on the boats, or I don't know the name of it, but it was a nice restaurant. It was real good, and I got along with all the coaches. I got a good vibe from them. It was actually one of my best visits, and I really like Coach Johnny Lynn, Travis Smith, and Clayton Lopez, and Coach Allen. He was cool too. I love that guy, and I'm just ready to be a Raider.
They said that both Coach McKenzie and Allen said they expect you to be a difference maker right away. Be one of the, and you could be one of the top corners in this league pretty much immediately. Is that challenge you're up to?
Definitely. I'm always looking up for a challenge. And if I got to step up and be a leader, then that's just what I got to do. And so I'm just looking to make help the team. But I'm just a team player, just trying to win games.
DJ, did you go through a period where you wondered if you'd play football again?
Yeah, I did. Definitely did.
And how long did that last, and what did you think you would end up doing?
It was about a week, and I didn't well. It was about a week, and I was just wondering. I was just wondering if I would walk straight again. That's what was on my mind, just walking straight. I wasn't worried about life after football. I wasn't worried about life after college. I was just worried about walking.
Before you got hurt, did you think you were one of the top cornerbacks in the country before you got hurt?
Before I got hurt?
Yeah.
I definitely thought I was, but I really didn't get into all that. I was just focused on the season, just trying to win games. I really wasn't caught up into the rankings and all that. I was just playing football.
I think the last Houston defender drafted in the NFL was Stanford Rout. I know your time didn't overlap there, but do you know him at all? Have you talked to him at all about this team?
Actually, I haven't. I can't say that I did. I actually haven't talked to Stanford Rout.
That's good.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, DJ. Congratulations.
Congratulations.